You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am currently joined in the studio by Craig from the band Omu, who are playing a gig tomorrow. How are you doing, Craig?
Kia ora, hello. Good, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you, Mario?
I'm all good.
Yeah.
It's like definitely the first conversation we've already had. Like, it's not like we were just having a very long conversation.
No.
This is completely natural.
We just got here.
Yeah, we just got here. We were having a very long conversation because I had no idea that school fair song was 7 minutes long. I didn't check.
Can I just say that was beautiful?
It was beautiful.
I don't know school fair.
Do you know Marlon's Dreaming?
I do, yeah.
It's Smisi and a couple of the others. It's their other project, and they all do 4-track cassette stuff.
Other project.
Yeah, right. Yeah, other project is their other project. Yeah. But I do love school fair too. My flatmates show me to them.
Yeah.
So tell me about Omu though. You've got a gig tonight. You've just had an out or tomorrow night.
We have a gig tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I mean. Yeah. At Pearl Diver.
Music from 8:30. First up is Anna Lawrence, who's a young singer-songwriter, who our drummer Jeff has recommended. She's going to open up for us. Then we have Diet of Worms, which is Lucy and Chris. I'm sure Chris has been in some great bands, but I know Lucy's been in some great bands. Lucy's in Wet Specimen.
Oh, cool, Wet Specimen,
formerly of Opposite Sex.
Oh, cool,
Many great bands.
Yeah,
many
of course,
bands.
Exactly.
And then you can hear us. So
yeah.
We're a make-it-up club.
Yeah, so tell me about the rest of the band. It's you and a couple others?
There's me. I play guitar.
Yep.
There's Tenzin, who plays bass, and there's Jeff, who plays the drums.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So tell me about this album, because this gig that's happening tomorrow night, this is to celebrate the release of your new self-titled album.
Yes, Omu by Omu.
Yeah. What was the inspiration by the title?
The inspiration for the title was...
The band.
The thing that happens with bands is you need a name.
Yeah.
And I think actually some of it came from mucking about with the letters of the names of our names.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That's always a good way to do it.
But we came up with Omu and we liked it because, you know, it's the sound of the universe.
Yeah.
And Mu, well, to me, Mu means fish, with the right tone. I can't remember it now, but it's fish in Mandarin.
Right.
And, you know, anything that you sort of come up with is going to mean things to different people.
Yeah.
And we just also quite like the sound of it. It looks good all in lowercase.
Yeah.
It looks good all in caps.
Exactly. It's a perfect aesthetic.
It's a common name in Thailand, I think. First name in Thailand.
Yeah.
I think Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there wasn't another band called Omu.
No, there's not another band called Omu.
At least according to my semi-exhaustive Google search. So,
One of a kind.
Although, of course, now that we've put an album out, which is the exciting part, we have the thrilling thing of wresting control of various profiles on depressing websites from randos who have called themselves Omu.
Totally. And so this album, it is 6 songs, and they're very long songs.
Oh, yeah,
I think the longest one I saw was about 16 minutes.
16? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah,
a long song. Like I said, we're a make-it-up club. We aim to play spontaneously and just kind of based on really what we do, Mario, is we commit to having a regular jam. So once a week we get together, we
That's
have
cool.
a band practice.
Yeah.
And we just kind of get to know the things that each other do in different kind of musical situations, but, you know, playing the same instruments and kind of doing the same kind of things. And we get used to that and get used to reacting to each other and starting things and stopping things and finding out where things go and finding out what works, and sometimes, I mean, frequently finding out what doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
And we also I tend to record everything that we do in the practice room as well. And we've got the luxury of having a practice room. It's our room. We share it with a bunch of other excellent folks.
Yeah.
But it means that I leave our recording. I leave the mics up around the instruments and the drum kit, basically, and things get moved about from time to time because someone else is coming into practice, or you know, we need to reconfigure the room for something.
Yeah.
But generally, everything stays set up, and we can capture everything that we do, which is also a massive hazard because I end up with like 50 hours of jams to listen to. But it's kind of if you've heard of the German band Can.
Yes, I have been listening to Can recently. Actually,
you know Can.
I know Can.
What's your favourite Can record, Mario?
Oh, it's a blue one. Dark. Oh, it's got a dark blue cover.
Future Days.
Yep, that one. That's the one I've been listening to recently. Yeah. I do like Can. I like the kind of their krautrock. I like krautrock.
So if you read about them at all, what you find that their recording process was jam and edit.
Mm.
So they would jam, they'd record everything to 2-track, and then they would edit extensively to arrive at the final form of things. And that's basically what I've done for this record.
And so did you record that all in your practice space?
Yeah, it's all recorded in the space.
Because it sounds beautiful in terms of the production.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're very kind.
Yeah, it's great.
I've been doing this for a while. I should know what I'm doing by now.
Yeah.
Should know what a snare drum sounds like. all recorded in the practice space, mixed by me at home, mastered by the amazing Nick Rowan over at Southlink Productions, who I would also just like to shout out to because they offer free recording to me.
Yeah, they're really good. Really good.
We didn't take that up because we were in the absolutely luxurious situation of having a room to call our own that we can do the stuff in. At the right times and evenings and weekends as allowed by the landlord. But Nick offers 30 hours of free recording time to anyone.
Yeah, it's a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, and that's really starting to fly for him, I think. I mean, it should, because he's amazing.
Yeah, because did he start doing it last year, eh?
This is year two or three now, I think. The space is amazing, and the opportunity is amazing. Nick is an absolutely legendary New Zealand musician.
His portfolio of what he's produced in past is just incredible, you know.
Look him up on Discord.
Yeah, I have, yeah. I have, and I think the one that stood out to me was Super 8. And that album, which I really, really enjoy, and I love the production on that.
The Size of Food by John Paul Sartre Experience.
Yep. Yep.
That's a favourite record. You were asking about influences before.
Yep.
They were the first time I saw a really loud band in a big room. I saw them at the Union Hall at an orientation show, and that was kind of mind-blowing for me because that was just having that experience of that volume in your chest and all of that kind of sound with 1,000 other people, and
it's intense. It's surreal. It's surreal.
I
just saw Nine Inch Nails play live, and that was like 60,000 people, and that was insane. But I was also seated, but I could watch as like this huge crowd of people were all just smashing into each other during like the crazy songs.
Good grief.
Yeah, and I was like, I wished I was in the mosh pit, but it would have been a bit uncomfortable because they would have all been speaking German and I would have been, I don't know how to speak German. So, yeah. But what was I going to say? I was going to ask about Amped and like Nick Rowan. He's been helping a lot with Amped and other things in Dunedin as well.
Nick's offer is recording, mixing, and occasionally mastering. It's not something he does very often, but he very kindly did for us.
Yeah, because he mastered...
He did a beautiful job of... Actually, it's funny you mentioned Future Days. Future Days was one of the things that I was listening to when I got the master back to see if it sounded the way that I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And he just...
Perfect.
I didn't ask him to match it to that. He just knew what we wanted.
Awesome.
Or what the music needed, you know.
Yeah, because so, he also has just recently done the Pearly album.
That's right.
He mastered the Del Kerrigan album.
Yes.
I think he mastered, and he also just recorded.
Yeah, or maybe record. Oh,
I think he mastered it. I think I'm pretty sure he mastered it.
Fantastic.
I do my stalking.
I love
Bandcamp stalking.
How good is that new Del Kerrigan record?
Oh, it's incredible. It's phenomenal. And
also, how good is the new Pearly record?
It's also phenomenal. Yeah. They're both phenomenal. And also SOG. He did the mixing and recording for SOG, I think.
He made that record with him. Yeah,
which is also an awesome record. Yeah.
In fact, I think Ollie took the tracks away to do some kind of special brutalizing as part of the mastering process.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. And I think it worked.
Yeah.
So, it was a real cool sounding record.
There are so many people making great records in Aotearoa at the moment. It's really nice to be a part of it.
It's a really cool scene to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, because you on the side, you help with Amped, you run Amped.
Oh, yeah.
How have you found that's influenced your sound with Omu? Have you found, like, an inspiration from seeing all these young performers and the way that they feel and where they want to go.
Yeah, it's funny. Look, it's funny. You were asking about influences before, Mario, and, you know, actually the first influence for me for my guitar, you know, my kind of guitar work with Omu and stuff is actually that I'm a violin player.
Yeah.
So I play in the Dunedin Symphony Orchestra. I play in our local symphony orchestra. That's a semi-professional contract orchestra. So we do about 7 concerts a year, and I tend to play first because I practice.
Yeah.
That we've been playing some big 19th century work this year, Tchaikovsky, Brahms. Played an amazing concert of Piazzolla and Mozart just recently. So, and the last thing that we did, Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony. So, that's kind of the big bits of 19th century, and in some cases 20th century classical repertoire. We had a Poulenc choral piece as part of that. I'm a person who learned to play violin from when I was quite young, and when I was about 15, I picked up a guitar in the school music room and went, oh, I can kind of play this. I mean, badly, but I can kind of play it. So that's kind of where, you know, that's kind of where my guitar playing went from. So, but, you know, fast forward to 2025, and the amazing thing there are lots of amazing things about Amped Music Project, which is, you know, the fact that there's a really amazing all-ages music scene in Aotearoa at the moment. And, you know, it's a sort of a nexus between the work, the mahi that we're doing with workshops and gigs for young people, the work that yours are doing as a cooperative space that's an accessible all-ages alcohol-free music space, the work that Jono Holloway and the committee are doing out at Pioneer Hall, allowing people in to organise shows for themselves, but giving them a little bit of support along the way, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going off.
It's
going
really off. Cool.
And the things that I see at Amped, apart from the excellence of the young people, is just so much fast, angry punk and political punk as well. Mm. You know, they're pretty pissed off about some things, man.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they really are.
They've got a right to be. And, you know, but they're writing about this and they're singing about it. You know, we had two groups who were part of Amped this year, who had come and been part of it last year as well. Seek Help.
Yeah, Seek Help are incredible.
Feminist punk bands.
Oh, they're
so
incredible.
Good.
I saw them record their kids' music competition, teenager music.
The Smoke-Free Rock.
That's
please.
The one.
Yeah.
I never did it when I was in my time, just because I was stuck in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It's
big here in Aotearoa. They get dozens of entries from all around the schools here. But them and Deaf Raccoon.
They went to the finals.
Yeah, who were part of Amped last year under a different name with a slightly different lineup. But they've really kind of focused themselves this year. And they were both in the national finals. That's the first time that's happened for anyone from Otago for about 8 years, I think.
Really?
Seek Help came third. Deaf Raccoon were finalists. That placing is the first time that's happened since 2001, I think.
That's really cool to see.
And this kind of, you know, this is a sort of thing that goes right back to, I think, 1990 or 91, when the Tin Soldiers won the Smoke Free Rock Quest.
Ah.
I don't think it was Smoke Free back then.
No, just Rock Quest.
Yeah, just Rock Quest. they ran and won the Rock Quest in at that time in around 1990.
I had no idea Rock Quest was going on for so long.
Yeah, it's a long thing. I mean, Amped has been going for a long time as well. It's this year 6 for me and co-pilot Natasha Griffiths, who's also, it's kind of like the co-leadership of the Green Party. So we're kaitiaki for the shows and the mahi, the work, and also Natasha's a music business person. Mm. So I mean, I've been in quite a few bands over the years, and Natasha has managed quite a few bands over the years. So between those two things, we kind of bring the art and the business sides of it together, and hopefully give those young people a really good experience of how to DIY shows and how to kind of work hard but be safe and respectful and polite, even. Imagine that. You know, everyone loves a polite band.
Yeah, you know,
in the music
great.
World. Yeah, exactly. Easy to work with.
You know. For sure.
And punctual. Punctual.
And punctual.
Polite,
yeah, arriving on time is always
those,
a good option.
If you're those two things, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, as we were talking before, you know, a lot of the it's just really practical advice. You know, vocalists, help your drummer. Help them carry their shit. They've got lots of shit to carry. Help them.
Totally. And so what's on future for Omu and everything else that's on plan for you, I guess?
I do a few things. So I'm a music teacher. I teach violin and guitar. So more violin lessons, more guitar lessons. That's kind of my plan.
You can plug it on the radio if anyone needs violin or guitar lessons.
No, I'm full actually.
Oh really? That's good though. That's good.
But, it's really I had really amazing teachers and I just do my best to channel them basically. So
awesome.
That's a lovely part of life. I play in Omu. I play with Lara Rose. She's got a really exciting support that she's going to announce quite soon. Solo for her, I think.
Have you heard of the Dunedin band Zara Rose?
We were talking about this the other day. Confusing.
It is confusing.
Now,
it's very confusing.
I would just like to put out there that Lara has been called Lara Rose for some time.
Yeah, I always would get the names mixed up and call Lara Rose Zara Rose. But I do know the singer from Zara Rose. The name originates from her first name and her mum's musician name when she was a musician.
Oh, look,
so it's like purely, it's purely
look,
like
the Lara Zara Rose double bill
I love
is just
it.
Waiting to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, it's just waiting to happen, exactly.
Do you remember the band Same Name Confusion?
No.
Oh, there was a band called Same,
Name, Same
Confusion.
Name Confusion.
Anyway,
yeah.
Same Name Confusion.
Yeah.
Sorry, Omu, tomorrow
night.
Tomorrow night at Pearl Diver.
That's the big one.
We'll have, this is an online album release, so we'll have download codes for people who give koha. In fact, I think the first 30 people through the door who give some koha can have a download.
Cool.
It's available on omu.bandcamp.com and on all of the streaming services except Spotify.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
We'll make more music. We'll do more shows.
Yeah, are you planning a tour or anything, or is kind of just like it's there but not yet?
Yeah, you know the classic difficulty with touring
logistics
is when everyone works.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just finding the time actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we love playing around Oti Porti.
Yeah.
We'd love the opportunity to play out of town. The last tour I did, I used to play in a band. I've been in the band Cloudboy, and we did a reunion tour in 2023 because Flying Nun kindly reissued the record that we made 20 years ago.
Yeah,
that took us 6 months to organise 7 shows, and fortunately, we didn't have to reorganise anything because no one got sick. But it was very expensive, and it took a long time, and it was amazing to do, but it was kind of with all of us being kind of middle-aged people who work, it was a once-a-year kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe next year. I mean, I'd love for Omu to do some shows out of town. I pulled up a jam in the practice room the other day that we listened to and went, oh, yeah, that's our new single.
Cool.
So you know, so we've got lots of material. And again, some of it is just finding time, and I'm really fortunate that I have a music life at the moment. Finding time to mix, finding time to edit and mix. You know, that's nice. But I've got some. I've guested on the Broken Heartbreakers record. I was a part of the band for a couple of years. There was that bit when COVID was raging everywhere around the world, and we did a big support tour for Nadia Reid where we were playing the St. James and Hay in Christchurch and the St. James in Wellington and the Hollywood Avondale and these big spaces to, you know, 1,000 people and things, and it was just, it was unreal. New record is going to be excellent. Nick has also been involved in that.
Awesome.
So they've got music coming out. I've got other things to look forward to that are slightly secret at the moment.
Yeah.
People said, hey, let's do a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so,
cool.
Yeah. And this thing with Omu, Jeff's a busy person. He works in radio as well,
yes,
actually.
He does, yeah.
And Tenzin also is a busy person. He works in care work.
Yeah.
You know, the three of us, we really enjoy making music together, and we'll have fun playing tomorrow night. I guarantee we will not play anything from the album.
You won't?
We won't.
All new stuff?
No, it'll all be new.
Do you just invent it on stage?
We do.
Awesome.
We do.
Awesome.
We do. And, I mean, it's great because, so Tenzin and I played in a band in the 90s called Suka. Well, it was Tenzin's band. I was in it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That was a song-based band, but we would freeform a lot. So the three-minute song would have a 15-minute jam made out of it. And we'd segue between songs and all this kind of stuff. Jeff has always been in song-based bands, so this has been a real Omu is a real, was initially an experiment for him. But he's been the most excited about it at times recently, I mean, we've been going for two and a half years now.
Yeah.
We were sort of a practice room thing for the first year or so, and, you know, now we've been playing a lot of shows. I think we've played about a dozen shows in the last year or so.
Cool.
So we've been busy. And, Jeff loves the improvised element, the improvised basis of it now, you know. So, it's really, really, we're really enjoying it. And, come down to Pearl Diver tomorrow.
Yeah, come down to Pearl Diver, everyone. Kōhai entry. And if you're one of the first 30, you get free album.
Free album.
It's a great album. And it's only six songs. And it's really just, I love it. I was really enjoying it. I was really enjoying it this morning.
Yeah.
And we've got number seven to play.
Oh, yeah.
You've given us, what's the actual name? It's just it was meant to be on the album.
This is a song called Planetary. There is, in fact, the full 16-minute version on the album.
Oh, there is.
This is a radio edit. Someone asked for a 4-minute version. So, well, radio asked for a 4-minute version, so we made a 4-minute version. And as you are also the radio, I thought you would like to have the 4-minute version.
I was trying to convince upstairs to let me play a longer version, but sadly not. Sadly, we are on the 4-minute version. The 4-minute version is going to go crazy. This is Planetary, and it won't be played tomorrow, but you can get the album tomorrow. So that's the perfect part of it, right? Yeah.
Kia ora, Maria.
Yeah, thank you so much for
having me.
No, that's all good. Thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much. This is Planetary, and after that we'll be having some ad breaks, and then we'll be getting into some more tunes. Thank you so much. Keep it locked to the one, and I will see you in a minute.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.